Welcome everyone to another episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason, and I have a pretty cool episode for you today. So, I've been getting into Alpha Flight with Marvel Comics, and today is no exception. I am going to be covering Vindicator from Alpha Flight, so I hope you enjoy it. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. DMs are always open. Post superhero memes daily, so it's a lot of fun. You can also catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, which is the absolute best place to catch me. I post the deep dive every Tuesday. I post superhero memes daily, and I post a weekly meme review every Saturday. So I encourage you to follow, subscribe, like all that good stuff. And you can email me anytime you want at b4itall@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, fun facts, critiques, I don't know, requests for future episodes, things that you would like to do to the character, as long as it's respectful, I am 100% about hearing about it. So yeah, so we got that. But like I said, I am going to be talking about Vindicator this week from Alpha Flight. And before I get into Vindicator, let me get an Alpha Flight fact. Alright, so, much like the team's home country of Canada, which officially became bilingual in 1969 under Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, Alpha Flight was occasionally in both French and English. And this was due to Jean-Paul and Jean-Marie's use of both languages in the comics. That's North Star and Aurora. And, you know, they were often asides between the twins. Well, this what was interesting is that in these moments of French were often not translated into English, making their moments small gifts to the bilingual readers. So that's pretty cool. Like, That's pretty awesome. I dig that. I think it could work. I think it could work well, right? Okay. So, let's get into her. So, Vindicator, her real name is Heather Hudson. Heather Hudson was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. She was originally a secretary at AmCam Corporation, where she fell in love with James McDonald Hudson, who was Guardian. After he had stolen his power suit to prevent it from being used as a military weapon, Heather discovered his secret and decided to share it with him. Soon after they were married, whichever way you like to say that. Because I don't know. Alright, Heather supported her husband in the forming of Department H and his becoming a superhero. She also assisted Wolverine in a time of trouble before his career with the X-Men and was later reunited with him. After Department H is dissolved, Heather brought the members of the disbanded Alpha Flight together to battle Tundra of the Great Beast. With this initiative creating a spectacular success, the team decided to continue operating Alpha Flight as an independent group. Before Alpha Flight had been back together for long, Heather witnessed the apparent death of James Hudson, and she was then injured attempting to rescue a child from an alien Plodex. Heather is asked by the remaining members of Alpha Flight to take over leadership of the team when her husband James, who is the leader of Alpha Flight, is apparently taken care of. She accepts, though initially she leads purely as a non-combatant. She led Alpha Flight on a mission with the X-Men and was temporarily transformed by the Mystic Fire Fountain. This transforms her into a state Loki refers to as a demigod. She has increased leadership abilities, along with vague powers that put her above all other humans. She rejects these powers when all involved learn it would come at the cost of humanity's creativity and the lives of anyone magical, such as her two friends, Shaman and Snowbird, who we did deep dives on. She was briefly reunited with that, with what she thought was James Hudson, but who really turned out to be an imposter, the robot Delphine Courtney. Her body was temporarily distorted by Scramble, and then she was captured by Deadly Earnest. That's a terrible name. Deadly Earnest? Like, Deadly Earnest goes to camp? Is that what that is? Because that's kind of how it sounds. Alright. Well, anyways. Eventually, these dangerous encounters led to Heather adopting a copy of her husband's battle suit. Through extensive training by Wolverine, Heather is able to hold her own in a battle. Heather teamed with Wolverine against Lady Deathstrike and took the name Vindicator. She became stranded in the Savage Land and it formed the mutated natives into a team called Alpha Prime. Sometime later, Heather was forced to defend Alpha Flight in a parliamentary hearing. Eventually, her husband returns and her suit is altered to manipulate geothermal forces, and she takes the name Guardian. Soon after that, she battled the Fantastic Four. Heather and James have a baby, an as of yet unnamed girl, and travel to their or with their child and several other members of Alpha Flight to return to a clutch of Plodex eggs to their homeworld. Cause why wouldn't you bring your baby, right? That sounds like a perfect family trip. They should have child protective services called on them. Alright. Anyway. The Alpha Flight team consisting of Sasquatch, Guardian, Vindicator, Shaman, Major Maple Leaf 2, and both pups are brutally attacked by a new villain called the Collective. They are taken care of and their bodies are left in the Yukon Territory as the Collective continues on to the United States. During the Chaos War storyline, Vindicator, alongside Guardian, Shaman, and Marina Smallwood, are among the heroes that return from the dead after what happened to the Death Realms. Reuniting with Aurora, Northstar, Sasquatch, and Snowbird, Alpha Flight gets back together to fight the Great Beast. Now, during the Fear Itself storyline, Vindicator helped Alpha Flight in fighting a Tuma in the form of Nurkod, Breaker of Oceans. When Alpha Flight returns to their headquarters, they are betrayed by Gary Cody and his newly elected Unity Party. Vindicator sides with Cody, and it is shown that 6 weeks earlier, Guardian and Vindicator were unable to regain custody of their child. Maybe it's because you took it to an alien homeworld to deliver some eggs. Like, stop doing that. While bringing Guardian to the box units for imprisonment, Vindicator is ambushed by Puck, who knocks Vindicator out. After reclaiming her daughter Claire from her cousin, so I guess the baby is named now, Vindicator assembles Alpha Strike, consisting of Persuasion, Ranark, a Wendigo, and a brainwashed Citadel, to spread the Unity program and take down Alpha Flight. It's later revealed that Vindicator and Department H had actually fallen under the mental control of Master of the World, because that's an amazing name too. Why? I just don't get it. I wish I did, but I don't. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. Let's see. Anyways. While at the beach in Ontario with Claire, Vindicator is visited by Wolverine, who states that the people in the United States are starting to be concerned about the Unity Party's actions, and when he saw Vindicator call the rest of the Alpha Flight traitors, Wolverine decided to investigate. Vindicator then accompanies Alpha Strike into attacking Alpha Flight, Taskmaster, and Wolverine. Okay, here's the thing. If Wolverine is like, yeah, we gotta investigate this. This doesn't seem right. and then he's teamed up with Taskmaster, you're not going to be viewed as being right anyway. Like, you're just, you're not making sense. This is, unfortunately, this is not just making a lot of sense, and I don't get it. All right. Let's see here. Vindicator fights Guardian, who tries to get through to Vindicator by stating that the Master of the World is controlling her. Of course he is. He's the Master of the World. It's in his name. That's such a bad name. That's such a bad name. Alright, anyways. At the end of the Alpha Flight series, Vindicator, still under the influence of the Master, helped Alpha Flight against Alpha Strike, and then Master of the World attempts to take care of her child, Claire. He was then taken care of by Alpha Flight, but Vindicator escapes with Claire, and after the Unity Party is abolished, Vindicator leaves Canada with her daughter, Claire, who is named. And apparently they really like that name because they keep saying it over and over again. Right? Okay. So let's see. What else do we have? There's not a lot more to the history. But Heather and Claire spend months on the run until Guardian, who never lost track of them, reluctantly follows orders to bring them to Department H on the condition that Heather and Claire should remain unharmed and safe. Through the use of virtual reality and neurostimulants, Guardian tricks Heather into believing she's being rescued by mercenaries and taken to a safe house in British Columbia, when in reality she is being taken to a prison and subjected to more mental brainwashing in order to trust Department H again. I don't really know how that works. That doesn't seem like it would work to me, but maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know. All right, let's see here. During the Fall of X storyline, Heather escapes confinement and, after leaving Claire with Marina and Walt Sampson, assumes the identity of Nemesis and rejoins Alpha Flight to help protect mutant refugees from Department H, who has allied with Orcus. While most of her teammates are aware of her secret identity, Heather refuses to reveal herself to James, believing that she would do so when she is ready. Guardian eventually discovers Heather's identity after she is grievously wounded and falls unconscious following a battle with Department H's Box Sentinels. When Department H attacks Krakoa North to capture the mutant refugees, Heather uses her remaining life force to teleport her mutant teammates and the refugees to the Alpha Flight Low Orbit Space Station. Heather ultimately survives but falls into a coma and is taken to Department H's medical care, while James and the remaining flight members are arrested for treason. So, there's that. Like, that's a lot that's going on. What do you guys think? Like, her history sounds pretty weird to me. Doesn't sound like it makes a lot of sense. But I would love to know what you guys think. Like I said, you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. That's the best place to have a conversation, because as long as we keep it respectful, I keep the comments up. Even if you don't like it, I get it. But, you know, we can have conversations with other people. I've had people come in and give their ideas for characters. They've had requests for future episodes. Stuff like that. I am all about it. I love having a community that can go back and forth. And I invite you to do so. But you can also catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. So, let's get into her powers. Now, formerly, Vindicator wore the Guardian suit that her husband currently wears. Currently, Heather's suit, which is first employed in Alpha Flight Volume 2, taps into a different source for its powers. Instead of manipulating electromagnetic energies, this suit allows its wearer to control geothermal energy, allowing Heather to melt rock and manipulate the resulting lava, create jets of lava, create both hot and cold jets of water, including jets of steam and cooling sprays of water. The suit can absorb heat into its power cells, provide its wearer with a personal force field, and enables feats of super strength and super speed. Heather is a master combat strategist and received combat training in hand-to-hand combat from Puck and Wolverine, so those are pretty good teachers. While as Nemesis, Heather wields the mystical sword Cell, granting her ability to teleport herself and others and superhuman durability, protecting her from serious injuries. However, using Cell's ability without taking a life drains Heather of her own life force. Due to Cell requiring the life force of its victims to sustain itself, Heather's lack of victims with Cell causes the sword to drain her of her own life force whenever she uses its teleportation abilities, worsening depending on the distance traveled and the number of people being teleported. As Heather's predecessors were undead and able to bypass Cell's requirement, Heather's continued use would result in her death. So, wow, that is, that's a lot. That's a lot to deal with there. Like, she should just get rid of that sword. Like, give it back. Return it for a refund or something. But, fun facts. Heather Hudson appears in the X-Men episode Repo Man. Heather Hudson is Vindicator and appears in X-Men Legends 2. And that's really it. Like, she's not very well known outside of the comic world. And Alpha Flight, to me, has been, like, it hasn't gotten the, I don't know the word I'm looking for. It hasn't gotten the notoriety that I think it maybe should have. Now, Heather Hudson was always a really cool character, and these are my final thoughts on the matter. When I saw her, she was always timid. She had only really fought when she had to. And to be honest, I actually liked that in a hero because it made her more creative in trying to find solutions without automatically going into battles. Like, you know, it kind of, she tried to talk things out. She tried to rationalize things without automatically going like punch for punch. And that's something I respect. But I think it's this reason, though, that she wouldn't really translate well on screen. Like, she could be a good S.H.I.E.L.D. agent or something like that in the background, but I don't really think she would shine as a main character. Like, if you had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they focused on this budding S.H.I.E.L.D. scientist, Heather Hudson, I could see that more than the other stuff. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But, I mean, what do you think? Am I wrong? Maybe I am, but to me, she's kind of like in the Arrow series, the Arrow CW series, she's like the Felicity Smoke character. Like she's an awesome character, but at the most, she's a background character, and she should probably stay that way because of how timid she is. But that's what I think. I would love to know what your thoughts on the character are. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is the absolute best place. Comment, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Hit the notification bell. Whatever you need to do. But let me know what you would think or what you would do with this character. I always liked the character. She was always like, drawn a little bit more petite than other characters. She wasn't overly muscular. She wasn't, she always seemed kind of shy, like the way they drew her. And I liked that, because I felt that most of the Marvel comic book redheads are drawn one way, and she was not that way. So, like I said, let me know, comments, DMs are always open on Instagram and X. I don't care. I'd love communicating with you guys. But I think in the meantime, that's going to do it for me. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. And I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. And I will see you later. Bye-bye.